Good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show with you this morning, and excited about what's going to happen on Thursday, because I said you could be a hero laying down. You know what you do when you're lying down? You can give the gift of life for the American Red Cross, lying down on a cushy cot thing that they have there. And I've got Andrea Butler in the studio with me to talk more about this. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Kent.
Hey, real quick, why is it important for everybody to give blood? It's more than just traffic accidents. That's a big one, but there are other reasons too, right?
Well, unfortunately, only about 3 out of 100 people in the United States does give blood. So there's not enough people donating, but each day there are kids battling cancer, accident victims that are being raced into emergency rooms, and then there's also new moms with complicated childbirths that need life-saving blood transfusions.
Well, what are the legalities, like who can give blood and this Thursday for our River Radio blood drive?
Well, pretty much anybody can. You just need to make sure you have a photo ID. And if you're 17 years of old or older, then the FDA thinks that you're old enough to make that decision on your own. But if you're only 16, you'll have to bring a parent in so they can sign a form for you.
Well, wouldn't it be cool for like parents and kids to do this together, like your older teenage kids? Think about that on Thursday. I'm going to give you a list of places. We'll have it all online here in a second. But basically, just got to be in good health. Go in that day and just roll up your sleeve. It really only takes a few minutes when the needle's in your arm.
Yeah, the actual donation part is normally about 4 to 8 minutes. So for a small little pinch and a little bit of discomfort, you can actually be somebody's hero and help save their lives. Because without the blood at the hospital, the doctor can't do anything to help the patient.
I think I had my fastest time the last time I gave blood. I timed it. 5 minutes, 15 seconds. That's pretty good, Andrea.
That is pretty good.
I was squeezing that ball real good, you know.
We do recommend, though, that people don't try to race each other.
Okay. Yeah, I want to make that clear. I want to make it clear. No, me and my wife gave blood the last time together there. And, it's something you can do together. And look at this. You give the gift of life, and you help like 3 people, right?
Yes. Each donation can save up to 3 lives. And it's one of those things that we can't go and buy it at Walmart or Amazon. It's something we have to rely on each other to do. And you never know when it's going to be you right. or somebody that you know that needs that blood. And it has to be there ahead of time so that the doctors can help the patient.
Here's where you can do it, y'all. It's Thursday. Plus, we've got a St. Louis Cardinals t-shirt while supplies last for anybody who makes the attempt at giving the gift of life. Here's where you can do it. I'm going to run it down. We'll have it all up on the website in a second. DuCoin, the American Legion. Marion, Veterans Airport. Benton, Illinois, the Benton Public Library. Carbondale, University Mall. Murfreesboro, the Davis McCann Center. In Harrisburg, at the Harris Pruitt Building. And Olin, Shawnee Community College. There is a place near you. 1 to 6 on Thursday. What I did last time, too, is go to redcrossblood.org. You can set up your appointment time. They'll be waiting on you when you get there.
Yes. So hopefully, if you've never given blood before, take this into consideration and think about all the people that might need that. And take about an hour out of your day and come out and be a hero. And afterwards, it's a wonderful feeling to know that you've helped not only that patient, but that patient's family have more time.